This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Emma Hogan, who is the America's editor of The Economist magazine. And she and her colleagues are reporting on Gustavo Petro's recommendation or thought out loud of decriminalization and possibly legalization of cocaine or the cocoa crop that is turned into cocaine in the immediate future. And Emma, in here is a note that Antony Blinken, the very well thought of Secretary of State of the United States, who's recently been in the OAS meeting, is regarding the South America continent and Central America as vital to the success of the United States, has talked in praise of Gustavo Petro taking a holistic approach to the drug war. How do you interpret that, Emma?
Well, I think that Mr. Blinken is being diplomatic, but I thought that it was also a significant concession coming from the country which started the war on drugs. It seemed to me that in the meeting that Gustavo Petro and Antony Blinken had, they talked quite openly afterwards about how they may have differences over their approach to the war on drugs, but both of them agree that a new approach is needed. So I thought this was really rather striking. I mean, we're already seeing President Joe Biden's administration is talking more about harm reduction approach when it comes to drugs. There was the marijuana pardon in early October. But still, I feel that more radical change is needed.
The farmers of, we started with the humble farmers and the humble cocoa pickers. Is there an opportunity for them on the other side of the dream for decriminalization and legalization? And you mentioned that there are other uses for cocoa in a liqueur and also for high altitude sickness. Is that likely to provide them with sustenance? Because these cocoa farmers are the poorest of the poor.
They are indeed. I mean, I think that the market for cocoa-related products, which you've seen particularly in Bolivia, is going to remain small. Cocoa liquor, I think there was even an attempt to make cocoa toothpaste. That will not scale up necessarily, large scale. Although people, some do wonder whether it could be an alternative to energy drinks and so on. But I think what really would help is by not having the police or the military target these farmers. There are potential ways to also encourage them to grow other crops. More agrarian reform is needed in Colombia, where there are vast parts of the country which are not fairly lawless, and which there are not much there's not much rule of law or presence of the state. And this is something which has, since there was the 2016 peace accord drawn up between the government at the time and the FARC, a left-wing military, a guerrilla group, that's been a priority. It wasn't a priority under the previous administration of Ivan Duque, but it looks likely to be a priority under the new administration of Gustavo Petro.
There's a suggestion that Petro will hold back, President Petro will hold back because he's concerned about being sanctioned, that the state that legalized would become a pariah. Did I read that correctly? That's his fear.
Well, absolutely. I mean, so when speaking to me, Mr. Petro said quite clearly that they can't legalize unless it's you could not legalize cocaine unless it was legal in the U.S. And that seems to me quite true. In that, if you imagine a small Latin American country, not necessarily Colombia, but Peru or Bolivia, legalizing an illegal drug. I mean, how would they get it out of the country? And it would be very likely that there would be sanctions imposed on them by the U.S. The Navy would intervene. This is why I said earlier that in some ways Gustavo Petro and Pedro Castillo are limited in what they can do while the drug remains illegal in the big consuming markets.
It remains a talking point. Decriminalization or legalization of cocaine from Latin America, despite the obvious fact that it's undermined the credibility and success of so many state actors over these last decades since the war on drugs was declared, in the late 20th century by the President of the United States, Mr. Nixon. Emma Hogan, the America's editor of The Economist magazine. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.